get it. I love a little Thursday sing-along. Sing it, Bradley.
Desire, you are.
You are, you are, you are. Everybody, get ready for the key change.
Here we go.
Don't wanna hear you say.
Oh, man, I needed that. I needed to rock out this morning on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1.
Sit through this. Donkey's butt of a
what?
Weather front.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about the song. I was like, no way. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
That's for the weather.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Do you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the fact that today was going to be a very standard, straightforward, completely Hollywood dry day.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're looking for stuff to talk about. And then... And then
drop the bomb. They want us to talk about it because it happened on a Thursday.
Yes, that would be J-Rod no more.
This is, lots to be interested in and get interested on and around and up into. Can we just get the Cobra Gang together,
Let's
Holly?
Let's do it.
Although
oh,
she
yes.
disappeared, so now
she's
I'm,
back.
Okay.
Hold on.
Do it.
Wait.
We need to get the Cobra Gang together
without
because I think.
If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
So when I saw the headline that Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez officially called off their engagement earlier this morning, quote, "We are better as friends." We'll get to that in a moment. I thought to myself, the first thing I thought was, it's Thursday. You'll remember we first learned about this on a Friday, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't they first drop the news on Friday?
Like, late on a Friday.
Yeah.
And when they did that, and then they tried to rescind it all
on Saturday,
within the next 24 hours.
Which is unheard of in big celebrity story town.
Exactly.
So that's...
Oh, sorry. I just had an idea. I'm going to save it. Keep going.
So that says to me that what happened on Friday... they didn't want anyone to talk about. Even more so on Saturday when they dropped the second leg of that story. I mean, they could have waited till Monday morning, but no. So that says to me that, I just keep saying the same thing over. What this then says to me is that they do want us to talk about it because they could have waited another 24 hours mm-hmm. and dropped it on another Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they announced it early in the day on Thursday, giving us plenty of time to prep for the show to talk all about them. And we're not the only ones, obviously. People Magazine, all of the daily shows, mm-hmm. All of your favorite websites will now be chiming in on this biggest story. What am I sitting on for you?
Okay, here's what you're sitting on. I had this thought where I thought, because the big thing that we were focused on was that first time they announced it.
Yeah.
They announced it on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like it came from her camp, if I remember correctly, right?
I don't know, honestly. I don't.
I feel like it did.
That aspect,
I don't know why
sure.
I think that, but let's go with it. Okay?
There were sources exclusively talking to Page Six, and
okay.
it seemed like it was Jennifer Lopez's people, although we could not confirm that.
Okay, so here, so okay, this is half baked. So just go with me.
Poop it out.
I'm working on it. So it got released on a Friday, and then we were like, wait, how did that happen? And then why did they try to pull it back? Methinks it could have been part of a larger story that one of her people like hit send too quickly, type of thing.
Yeah.
Like, jumped the gun on the plan before the plan was solidified.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, since that was leaked or since it was put out there and then rescinded, they really haven't, like, they've threw out some kind of half-assed joint statements. They kind of tried to pretend like they were hanging out together in the DR, but they weren't really. It's almost like somebody probably lost their job over that kind of thing. Like, it was a mistake.
But, okay, so, totally. Then explain to me why they pulled it back.
Because they knew that they weren't going to get the kind of attention for it that they would if they did it at a different time in the week, like a Friday. Everybody knows Fridays.
Wait that long? I mean, I'm not,
like I said, it's half baked. I'm not all the way, you know.
Yeah, I think that the timing is suspect, and the timing certainly indicates something is going on, right? Like the way this was announced versus the way that was announced.
Right.
But if we look at the actual statement, because we should probably give the audience who's like, I don't even know what you guys are talking about, the benefit of the actual statement from these two. So they issued a joint statement to People Magazine. Quote, this is today, this morning. We have realized that we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so. Mm-hmm. We will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects. We wish the best for each other and one another's children. Out of respect for them, the only other comment we have is to say, is thank you. We have is to say, okay, so that's either people's mistake or theirs. We have is to say, is thank you. To everyone,
oh, that's terrible grammar.
Who has sent kind words and support. I'm assuming that's people's mistake. But so what they're saying is nothing to see here, carry on.
Yeah.
Which they know is not going to work, right?
Also, like people, give us our privacy because our children.
Yeah, like that's also just like nice try, like. They're trying to just shame us into not asking questions because children.
Right.
Oh, somebody please think of the children.
And what I know is that nothing is real and everyone smokes. Mm-hmm. And anytime somebody's like, oh, the children, I'm like, that's a lie.
You mean the ones that you share photographs of on Instagram and that you bring on stage to perform with you at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but don't ask questions about them, Holly. We get real on this show.
I mean, so we're not going to mince the words.
If you just want to sit in that lobby of your doctor's office and read the headlines, go on and do that. But we're not. Or I should say, and take them at face value, because that's not what we're doing. We're going to dig a little deeper. Now, who knows? And I wonder if there will be some blind itemage turtling out. And I don't even know what that word means.
We use turtle in a different way. Yeah, okay. And so I just don't want to think about it.
Poking out?
Okay.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Can we get back to where we were?
There's just... So the only blind item, if you'll remember correctly, about Jennifer Lopez and J-Rod's ending nuptials, like not happening nuptials. Because remember, they were fiancied. They were engaged, mm-hmm. right?
They had like three wedding dates.
So
that didn't happen.
The only indication we've been given in the blind item world, and again, here on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are fueled on blind items.
Yes.
That means we pay very close attention to what the oracle of Enty Lawyer and other blind item purveyors share with us.
Mm-hmm.
And Enty Lawyer, the only one that I can remember, is the one that hinted at there being some racketeering issues.
Correct.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Holly, do you happen to, this is putting you on the spot. Do you happen to have your fingers anywhere near that blind item?
Not in front of me, but let me search for the word racketeering.
Yeah, because that should only turn up a few. No, the blind item that we had landed on had something to do with he was going to have to answer to some racketeering charges.
I know it was from March.
Okay, here we
go. Here it is. Yes, Bradley, you are correct. This is from March 13th. The sudden turn of events in the relationship of this couple had to do with the financial agreement put in place to have them be a couple until some things are resolved in regards to the racketeering trial. So the strippers on speed dial hoping for some big paydays this week will just have to wait. But today's their day, I guess.
So yeah. Enty Lawyer's implying there that there was some background legal shenanigans going on. And that's where I could buy your half-baked, although thoughtfully so.
I mean, it was mixed well.
Idea that the timing was premature because they needed to wait until a certain thing happened.
Right. Like, there's something about it that just feels like some intern in ye olde J-Lo publicity office got wind of that, you know, she was going to have... Part of this is, I watched this show, which you should be watching, by the way, called Flack on HBO Max. And it basically is like behind the scenes celebrity publicists and how they maneuver and manipulate.
Is this a reality show?
No, it's not. It's it stars Anna Paquin. It's super good. You should watch
it. Okay. Flack.
Anyway,
like a PR flack.
It's this, but I watched that show and you start to get this idea of how they maneuver the media. And sometimes it is an intern that is tasked with making a phone call or having a conversation in such a way that other people listen. And what I'm feeling is like somebody on the payroll at Team J-Lo pulled the trigger too early.
It seems
somehow the wires got crossed.
You know, that seems possible. But then I'm like, but that's such a strategic button to push, meaning... That timing is very specific. Like, people specifically choose that timing to launch things.
Right.
Well, here are some details concerning these racketeering charges, among other things. Now, this is really serious because this is coming from Constantine Skirtis, who is Alex Rodriguez's former brother-in-law, who filed a civil suit against Alex Rodriguez in 2014. That was upheld by a judge. The court date is August 2nd of this year. Now, according to this civil suit, Rodriguez and his co-conspirators caused Skirtis many millions of dollars in damages. And in this filing, Alex Rodriguez is accused of embezzlement, racketeering, and civil theft. Those are just several of the 59 counts. Now, he could face up to 30 years in prison.
Okay, can I throw found another guilty in all this wrench stuff. In this conversation? What was the news about A-Rod this week?
The Timberwolves.
He's in negotiations to buy the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. So that's some other financial funny business. That's not funny business. Like, that's legit. But that's...
ooh, Mr. Carter. Yes.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. Holly? So here's another... you know, you bring up Alex Rodriguez investigating a purchase of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly enough, perhaps Jennifer Lopez was also tied financially to this exploration of buying the Timberwolves, and she needed to get herself out of this.
Because what do we know? That they have commingled business interests, which is, like, you'll remember the one weird time, the only time we have seen a photo of them together since the weird, you know, fake out relationship blow up.
Yeah.
Was when they did a gummy ad on their Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, and they tried to buy the New York Mets together. And that
fell through. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just a lot.
Follow the money.
Get out your jigsaw puzzle pieces. Mark them well, because we're going to put this puzzle together at some point, and you want to be available for that. All right. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk dirt alert.
Most spectacular Elizabeth Reese is here, and she's brought us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a dirt alert. Hey, Elizabeth.
Well, hi, my friends. Nice to hear your voices.
And good to hear yours.
Thank you very much. I heard you talking about J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez and their split.
Believe a word.
Fill you in that the $1.8 million engagement ring that he gave her is apparently still in her custody.
Well, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're going to give a ring. Don't expect it back.
That's true. So, as you may know, legally, an engagement ring is a gift in contemplation of marriage. So, I don't know. But I guess TMZ says in most states, the guy gets the ring back in like a heterosexual relationship. Whoever the proposer is gets the ring back.
Okay.
But I don't think that's true.
I think that would be up to the person who was gifted the ring.
I think the person who is gifted it. It was a gift, and so they get to keep it.
Well, that's the other reason why I feel like you got to be real darn sure before you plop that money down that's a relationship.
$1.8 million. Yeah, the ring is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really beautiful.
Take it to the pawn shop.
Remember the pink diamond that she got from Ben Affleck?
Yes.
She's had a lot of engagement rings.
Because she loves love. She loves love.
He has, well, I don't know if he's how many he's given, but he has had quite... the celebrity journey through relationship-dom.
For sure. And so has she.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they both have gotten
nobody around. Loves love more than J-Lo.
That is 1,000%
true. She's a serial monogamist. She loves it, she's in, and then she's out. I don't know, guys. She's stunning. So she's living in
this place. She is. She does glow.
She glows.
Yeah.
Yep, she does. The Gucci family is slamming this House of Gucci movie, saying, "We are truly disappointed." This is a big movie. You know, Lady Gaga is in this. Adam Driver is in this. This is Ridley Scott's upcoming movie about the murder of Maurizio Gucci. But the family at the heart of the movie says they're very disappointed. This is Patrizia Gucci, who's one of Maurizio's second cousins, said, "I speak on behalf of the family. They are stealing the identity of a family to make a profit, to increase the income of the Hollywood system. Our family has an identity, privacy. We can talk about everything, but there is a borderline that cannot be crossed."
I would just
this
like
this is a very Italian thing to say.
Welcome to Hollywood, kids.
Right? It's interesting because Gucci opened their doors, like the company, so that the movie producers could go through all of the archives and use whatever clothes they wanted in this film.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. I don't know.
It'd be a fun
I
gotta tell you, to walk through.
From the stills, it just looks like a very good movie.
I know. I think it looks really, really good. Mm-hmm. And Lady Gaga, I bet, is amazing. They're shooting it right now in Rome.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it.
Also wouldn't suck.
No.
Right?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You guys have to go to Rome and film a movie.
Okay.
I know. It's probably not as fun now as it was, though. It's lots of masks and lots of shutdowns.
I'm fine with that.
I don't know.
You know, I feel like I would wear many masks to go to trot Italy? Around the streets of Rome.
I'd put a bubble on my head. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, I'll wear a scuba suit.
Yeah, right?
Prince William and Prince Harry will not walk next to each other at Prince Philip's funeral.
But don't worry about it. It's all fine.
It's cool. It's
nothing
no problem.
To
nothing to see here.
Their cousin Peter Phillips is set to walk between them in the funeral procession.
Yeah, that's...
Buckingham Palace released these details saying that, including the attendees and the procession order. So they're going to join family members in walking behind their grandfather's coffin, but their cousin, Peter Phillips, who's the son of Princess Anne, will walk between them.
I want somebody to do, like, I want, like, you know, Billy on the street with the average Brit about, like, how they feel about the royal family. Because I'm so curious how people who, for whom this is their institution, are viewing all of this. As, yeah. Say, us, who we really just look at it as just
theater,
you know, fairy tale window dressing.
For sure. Kanye West is thinking about his next relationship. He wants his next relationship, according to sources, to be with an artist and a creative person so they can speak the same language to each other.
That is, can I also just say, that is also this weird backhanded slam against Kim.
Well, yeah, like she's not
like you don't do anything with depth or of importance.
Yeah.
I mean,
just so we talked about this a little bit in the Dirt Alert update. Like, this could not be more believable.
You remember that when he did an interview with GQ, he said, "I am Michelangelo. I am Picasso. I am unquestionably, undoubtedly, the greatest human artist of all time. It is not even a question at this point. It's just a fact."
You know what I think?
And listen, he's dealing with a mental health issue, so
yeah,
you gotta take that into account.
Correct. But I still believe that Kanye West's best relationship would be with himself.
100%.
So if he could just figure out how to do that.
I mean, that, you know.
I think he'll be happy.
Keep costs down.
That certainly would.
Right?
Yeah. Elizabeth Reese, thank you for that Dirt Alert.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have some pop culture mysteries to solve. We do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item. We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.
Ain't no debating on them.
We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we do this in the form of blind items in this little segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Oh, yeah. A hot celebrity gossip mysteries. Colleen and Bradley. Here's your first one. This foreign-born former A-plus-list boy bander is hooking up with someone who's not the mother of his child.
Justin Timberlake.
Foreign-born former A-plus-list. Is that, Zayn Malik?
Thank you. 1D.
Yes.
Just the one.
Only one.
Only one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Highlander.
Single all you need.
So Zayn Malik is hooking up with someone who's not the mother of his child. That who would be
you are Gigi not the Hadid. Mama.
Gigi Hadid.
I'm not good.
Yeah.
That doesn't look good.
No.
That's too bad for him.
Okay.
And her.
Or her.
Yeah.
He might
But maybe
just
she doesn't
fine.
Care.
That's true. We don't know. Mm-hmm. All right. All next right. up.
Next. Blinded by the item. Another celebrity gossip mystery. The original plan for the one-name talk show host was to turn the show over to the celebrity who's been mentioned in this space before. Things have become so bad, there might not be a show worth saving.
What?
It is going downhill more quickly than imagined, and there is talk about ending it her own way and doing some farewell episodes.
Ooh, Ellen?
Yeah.
But it was, okay, there was talk of turning the show over to the celebrity mentioned previously in the space.
I'm not sure who that is. So don't pay attention to that.
Okay. Justin Bieber?
No.
I mean, that makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Who was the celebrity that was filling in?
We did talk about that at one point. I know we have talked in the past about who it would be. And I don't know why I feel like it was like Kristen Bell or something.
Yeah.
Or Dax Shepard or something
could
like that.
Be. You know, let's just go with that.
Okay, fine. Yeah. But that's not the headline. The headline is the show is like the Titanic.
That's right. So the original plan for the Ellen show was to turn the show over to a celebrity. Maybe Kristen Bell. Maybe Dax Shepard. Maybe somebody, not Ellen. But things have become so bad that there might not be a show worth saving. Mm. Now, it's going downhill more quickly than imagined, and there's talk about ending it her own way, Ellen's way, and doing some farewell episodes.
This is totally believable, especially since we saw the story about how she lost like a million viewers, et cetera, supposedly, whatever. Also, totally unrelated, but this just made me think of this. What happened to Wendy Williams?
Oh, she's still doing her show.
Like, she's still doing the show.
Mm-hmm. She absolutely is.
Wow.
Also,
so out of touch with daytime television. I have learned that lesson twice this week.
Well, that's because we've had our finger on the pulse of the talk. I also want to apologize to all the victims of the Titanic because I did say the show is going down like the Titanic, and today is the anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic.
Saturday Night Live made fun of the sinking of the Titanic fully with a guy impersonating the iceberg this week. So I feel like you're in good company.
Okay. All right. Yay. Sorry about that. Blinded by
the item. Here is another celebrity gossip mystery. Speaking of cold, hard cash, that is what the handlers of this permanent A-list singer are doing. They're monetizing her social media and don't care if she is on board or not.
Britney.
But I don't... Okay, read it, but I don't get it.
Well, we'll try to solve it. All right, so... Speaking of cold hard cash, this is what the handlers of Britney Spears are doing. They are monetizing her social media and don't care if she's on board or not.
I mean, what is there to monetize?
I'm looking for the SponCon and I'm not like, seeing it.
Is it a rose company?
Not sure.
Is it a florist?
Who's paying for this mess?
Well, perhaps
they're not getting their money's worth.
That's what the Red Project is going to be.
I think this is just not real.
Well, yesterday she said warming up for Red folks.
She's been telling us that this was coming I feel like for a solid year she's been promoting something that has never shown up.
A Touch of Rose. Is that what you're talking about?
This Project Red, Touch of Rose, whatever it is. I'm saying she's been talking about this I feel like it's been a year and like hinting at something like, oh, I'm shooting some more stills for this thing. And we're like, okay, but when are you ever going to tell us what this thing is?
Maybe she's doing a reboot of She-Devil.
Ah.
Because, you know, in the movie, Roseanne Barr starts the employment agency.
I mean, points for creativity with that
one. I like
that.
Hey, man, She-Devil is a part of the Criterion Collection.
I love that
movie,
and I'm all for a reboot. Not with Roseanne, though.
Ooh. Blinded by the item. Another celebrity gossip mystery. This West Coast housewife has been cold calling people from her husband's client list. Ooh. If they're rich, she's been asking the men if they'd like to have dinner or drinks. Trolling for that money. Wow, guess she doesn't have as much stashed as everyone thought.
Oh.
Is it that one with the old guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Veronica Lake.
Sissy Lamar.
Eddie Lamar's name is Sissy. Her name is... It's probably some, like, it's like a name, but it's not really a name. Mm-hmm. Name is like
Schlondi
Harrington.
No, it's two first names.
It's Ashley Marie Kindlebutt.
Kara George.
It's not even Phyllis George.
Phyllis George's chicken.
You know what? I don't. I'm never going to.
It's Erica Jane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. That's her name. Thank you. That is her name.
That is her name. Erica Girardi. So she's been cold calling people from Tom Girardi's client. Cold calling.
I mean, I just love this. I want to see this reality show. Like, you don't
know me, but.
Yeah. And if these people are rich. Erica Jane has been asking the men if they'd like to have dinner or drinks. She's trolling for that money because apparently Erica Jane does not have as much money as everyone thinks.
Okay. I love this storyline. I would like to see this on the next season of The Real Housewives of wherever she's a housewife.
Yeah, just, hi, my name is Erica. You don't know me, but are you interested in dinner and or drinks?
I would like to take you out for dinner and or drinks.
If you
and
pay.
I would like to show you this new timeshare.
That's great. Wonderful.
But wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. I will give you a free box of steaks. All right.
Oh, man.
Next. Steaks. Blinded
by the item. For free.
Free steaks.
Yay.
Whatever happened to... Remember when glass companies used to cold call you and be like, do you need auto glass? We'll repair it and give you a free box of steaks. And I'd be like, if I need auto glass, I'll come to you.
Yeah, I feel like auto glass is kind of one of those things you go looking for when you need it.
Yeah.
It's pretty circumstantial.
You just happen to drive around with a cracked window all the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe they did. I don't know.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm. What do I know?
You have to listen to the sex celebrity gossip mystery.
Okay. Yeah.
This foreign-born A-list singer has been in the news quite a lot the past few weeks doing promotion. Someone should ask him about that little sister he has who is really his daughter.
Ooh. Foreign-born A-list singer.
Whose little sister is his daughter.
Doing a lot of... He's been in the news a lot the past few weeks. What? How foreign are we talking? Are we talking like... Well, you know, what kind of foreign? Are we talking like Canada foreign or...
Not sure.
Oh, okay.
Not sure, because there is no definitive answer to this blind item.
Okay.
A foreign-born A-list singer. So this is somebody who's...
So it's not Tom Jones.
Little sister, no. Said no one ever.
Rude.
Little sister, are we aware of the little sister?
Well...
Did we know about the little sister?
Some people were saying a particular singer, but doing the math... I mean, wow.
Is it okay. Mick Jagger?
No. Okay. Mick Jagger has an array of children in ages 50 plus to like toddler.
I was going to say, no shame in that game.
Well, there is one name that's coming up, and I will give you that hint. Okay. But just doing the math, it would be quite shocking that this is the case.
Oh, so it's somebody young? Oh, is it Justin Bieber?
I mean, some people are saying that.
Yeah.
But it's doing the math, it would be very challenging.
Yeah, okay, so yes, Canada. Total. Okay, so this is interesting because, no, go with me. He has been doing a lot of news lately. He's been in the news lately because of his new album that is coming out. But also, he just did this GQ tour through his tour bus, which I watched, of course, because I love tour buses. It's a whole thing. Don't worry about it. And he does have a little sibling.
Yes, he has a half sibling named
stepsister named Allie,
and a half sister named Jasmine.
Okay, that's interesting.
But like, how old are they?
Right, exactly. Well, doing the math, so Jasmine was born in 2008. Justin Bieber is 27. So that's what I'm saying. The math doesn't really quite...
Well,
she's 12.
Justin, he would have been 14.
14 or 15.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Which is not impossible.
It's a possibility. No, yeah.
Scientifically, yes, that is a possibility.
Interesting. Ooh, NT lawyer, you got us thinking. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I wanted to talk about Kris Jenner, because Kris Jenner is giving some divorce advice to her daughter.
Oh, that seems like a good idea.
Right. Also, I want to tip you off to the fact that we're going to start seeing a lot of certain kinds of stories.
Okay.
And there's a reason why, and I'll tell you all about it. All has to do with Kris Jenner after this on My Talk 107.1. Somebody call the CNN reporters and let them know about the tornado drills so that they're ready, so that we don't have a repeat of the last event. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And there is an article that shows up in People magazine that caught my interest.
Oh, you were flipping through.
I was, you know, just flipping through my magazine, waiting for my doctor's appointment. this is the headline. Kris Jenner reveals personal divorce advice for daughter Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's very nice of her. What does she have to say for herself?
Well, let's pause and delight in the idea that she is giving personal divorce advice to her daughter through People magazine.
I mean, you know, okay. It's just a new world we live in, man.
Kim, pick up an issue of People magazine to find out what your mother thinks of your divorce. It's, yeah, whatever. It's so Jenner, though, right?
So paint a picture. Did people, like, sit down with Kris Jenner for
Of course not. This is actually a report of the report, because that's what we get in People magazine. This was during a conversation with Wall Street Journal magazine's The One, presented with Mithrisa. I don't know. I don't even know what any of that is.
Okay.
I don't know what Wall Street Journal mag. I didn't know that there was one. Now I know. Anywhoosie whatsie. Kris Jenner was talking about the divorce between Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. And she said, quote, "I think the most important thing I learned through my experience, both of my experiences, is that the kids come first." She says, if you keep that in the front of your mind and know that they are going to get you through, the love is going to get you through, you know, no matter how much you're hurting. I used to put everybody to bed and then I would be upset or go to my room and cry myself to sleep. But I didn't want to have a pity party in front of the kids. So anyway, this is the advice that she's apparently giving through the media to her daughter about her divorce.
Yeah.
But I wanted to draw your
attention. Wall Street Journal, very rich.
Yeah.
Have money.
I wanted to draw your attention, though, to something that I want you to keep an eye out for. And that is that you are going to start to see a lot of stories that are putting Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner adjacent to each other. And there's a reason for that. So I noticed this with this article, right? That it talks about putting the kids first. It talks about her divorce with Caitlyn. There's a lot of headlines right now about Kris Jenner talking about going through her divorce with Caitlyn while Caitlyn was going through Caitlyn's transition.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Caitlyn's name popping up, and you really will see Kris's name pretty close by. And there's a reason why. And this is so crafty. Do you remember how last week I did homework and I watched an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians for you? As a gift for you guys.
Thank you. So
care.
Kind.
Thank You're you. Welcome. Such a giver.
You're welcome. Well, I was, I watched all the way through to their promo for the following week, which would be this week. So this one has aired, I think, this week. I just have not watched it because I did my part last week.
Yeah.
But in the promo for the following week, Kris Jenner says, "I got a call from Caitlyn. Caitlyn wants to do some new things with her career. She's wondering if I will work with her." And the whole episode, apparently, is to center around Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner deciding whether or not they want to work together again.
Which no doubt they do.
Is there any wonder then that we're going to start to see them spin out stories about Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner and
make it seem like they total sense.
But you know, here's the other thing. Like, when you think back to shortly after the divorce, Kris Jenner was terrible to Caitlyn.
Yeah, well, and the whole, I don't want to say the whole family, because again, there's like this is why it's like a minefield. It's like you've got the celebrity story and then you've got like the personal story. And from the personal story, it just blows my mind that I don't know that anybody would, that this family just wants to live everything out in the open, because I don't trust what they're actually putting out in the open, which makes me wonder what's actually going on behind mm-hmm. the scenes. I don't think what goes on behind the scenes is what ends up, you know, like on the television, but we see it and we see a family. So then we have to act like it's a family who's sharing something real. Do you see? It's like a weird paradox, like a time vortex loop.
Yep. And you also have to remind yourself that this is a business.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a family business. And so I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Caitlin and Chris were like, look, you know, it's beneficial for both of us to work together. Let's craft some episode of, mm-hmm. you know, like things don't just randomly happen. Like, oh, you guys, Caitlin called me today and she wants to do XYZ. Let's get the cameras on the family and have their reaction. Like,
well, also remember, don't forget, do not forget, speaking of the family business, they inked a new development deal with Hulu. It's not just for one show. It's for multiple shows.
Yep.
And so it would stand to reason then that Caitlin would want to get in on that contract too, right? Because she's got money to make. Oh, that, okay. I forgot. I saw another story involving, actually, this time it came from Caitlin's side.
Okay.
It was a video of Caitlin making, I think it was Kendall's or Kylie's favorite dish. And the story goes that Kendall or Kylie called Caitlin and said, I really want this dish that mom used to always make. Will you make it for dinner? And Caitlin was like, so I was trying to make it and I was trying to remember it. And wouldn't you know, I couldn't remember all the ingredients. So I had to go to the book and picks up the Kris Jenner kitchen.
No,
yes.
No.
And this was recent.
That's a lie.
So my point is,
lie detector has determined this is a lie.
So my point is, dear My Talkers, dear Team Cobra fans, stay hyper vigilant. Do not accept everything you read. When you see their two names together, be suspicious. Read between the lines. Understand that this is all part of the plan. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And if you hear anything that involves the name Kardashian or Jenner, please run in the opposite direction.
Or take copious notes.
You're very likely listening to lies.
B to the S. There you go. So just know you're going to see a lot of those.
We are on high alert. We are on high alert.
Absolute high alert. Now, I've got really good news for everybody on the Colleen and
Bradley
show.
What's that? You are giving us all free money?
No. But I am going to give you free programming. Yay! Because
wow.
Yay! Actually, you are, Bradley, because yesterday we heard the news about Colton Underwood, and you requested some time to put together your thoughts.
I have to process my gay thoughts.
You've had 24 hours now, and you are ready.
I've rehearsed my musical number, so okay. I think we're ready.
Okay, is that the big musical close? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know the choreography?
Of course.
Okay, good.
I invented the choreography.
Wonderful. Everybody stay tuned for Bradley's thoughts on Colton Underwood and the big musical finish after this on My Talk 107.1.